Science and Technology.
Climate Science. So much hot air. Why it is so hard to tell which climate policies actually work.
National climate policies are a relatively recent invention. In 1997, according to the Grantham Institute, a think tank at the London School of Economics, there were 60. By 2022, the number had risen to almost 3,000. Their effectiveness has proved almost impossible to measure. In August, an international research group published the first global evaluation of climate policies in Science, a journal. The study, which looked at around 1,500 policies implemented in 41 countries between 1998 and 2022, found that just 63 could be linked to sizable reductions in emissions. The successful policies shared some similarities. Taxation was generally effective, so was mixing different interventions. In Britain, for example, the researchers reckoned that a range of policies introduced in the 2010s, including a minimum carbon price for power producers, the phase-out of coal plants, and stricter rules about air pollution, achieved a 40% cut in emissions from the electricity sector. Combined, researchers reckoned the 63 success stories reduced emissions by up to 1.8 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide, more than the combined net total of Britain, France and Germany in 2023. That is commendable, but it is barely a sixth of what is needed to stop global temperatures from rising beyond 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by the end of the century. There is little evidence to suggest that the remaining 1,400 or so worked. And that does not mean they were total failures. For one thing, the study in Science looked only at near-term effects. For another, the lack of available data meant significant sectors, such as agriculture, as well as vast regions, like most of Africa, were excluded. But their exact impact is unknown. That ignorance is at odds with the speed and scale of the action required. It is partly the result of the field's traditional focus on modelling science rather than policy, explains Jan Minks, who leads the Applied Sustainability Science Working Group at the Mercator Research Institute in Berlin. Predictions about climate are routinely collated and evaluated in the vast assessment reports published by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. Several influential international institutions, such as the OECD and the World Bank, review countries' environmental efforts and make recommendations about how they might improve. But in general, they do not analyze the actual impact specific interventions have on emissions, nor do most government reports. Things do not have to be this way. Academics in other fields regularly perform systematic policy reviews in which a wide range of evidence is collected and analyzed in a transparent and reproducible way. In clinical and public health research, this has absolutely been the norm for the last 30 years, says Alan Dangor, the head of the climate and health team at Wellcome, a research funding institute based in London. By one reckoning, 80 systematic reviews relating to epidemiology were published per day in 2019 in English alone. Both Dr. Minks and Dr. Dangor are part of a growing effort to establish something similar in climate policy. The first step is persuading the right people. This June in Berlin, after more than 2 years of drumming up support, Dr. Minks and his colleagues hosted What Works, the first international conference for evidence synthesis in climate policy. Among the 300-plus attendees were Jim Ski, the IPCC's chairman, Jennifer Morgan, Germany's climate envoy, plus representatives from Wellcome and the Bezos Earth Fund, a $10 billion pot set up by Amazon's founder. More meetings are planned. The next step involves teaching climate researchers how to synthesize evidence in meaningful, standardized ways. Techniques that work in epidemiology, for example, which often examine limited regions over timescales of days or weeks, need adapting for global climate analyses spanning decades or centuries. The conference in Berlin was followed by 2 days of this type of training for attendees, and Dr. Minks says the aim is to offer similar sessions to ever more researchers. But it is also necessary to speed up the entire process. Artificial intelligence, or AI, models, which excel at repetitive and lengthy tasks like identifying and digesting relevant papers, can help. The research group behind the science paper themselves used a combination of machine learning and statistical analysis to link emissions cuts with potential policies. A separate project in 2021 used AI models to discover that there was almost no scientific literature on climate change and maternal and child health, nor on studies focusing on regions like Africa and South America. WELCOME is now funding projects explicitly aimed at plugging those gaps. AI models can also help keep the existing evidence bank up to date. Because scientific understanding of the climate system is still evolving, just how much warming should be expected from each extra unit of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is still a hotly debated topic, for example, that would help policymakers make the best decisions possible. There was a concerted effort to create such living platforms during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Minks and Dr. Dangor both think a similar version is needed for climate policies, and quickly. "We have 30 years left to get emissions down to net zero," Dr. Minks says. "We really need to be efficient, we need to be thrifty, and we need to apply rigor, and that starts in science and ends in policy."